The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Given the current move of the national government into socialism, I'm often asked by people, what can we do? It reminds me of the verse in the Bible, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The answer to that is quite simple. The righteous can and must rebuild the foundations that have been destroyed. We must take heart from the prophecy of Isaiah 58:12, which states that we will, quote, build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. God is calling us to work with Him in rebuilding our nation. But make no mistake about it, this means more than sending different people to the Congress in Washington or to fill places in a state capitol. This means that each of us must learn to think with God again as He reveals in the Bible about our individual lives, our families, our churches, our local communities, our state, and our nation. This means we must learn to work in each of these areas God's way of education, His way of doing business, His way of doing government. In short, we must first have revival. Then, that revival must grow into reformation, the reforming of our culture. And this must occur from the bottom up, not the top down. In 1948, there was desperate need in the New Hebrides Islands. Their background in heathenism had left many without purpose, and thus their lives were being destroyed. A group of Christians who recognized this need made an agreement with God that they would pray for revival among the people until He'd sent it. They prayed for months, but nothing happened. Then one night, a young man arose from his knees and said to the rest of the group, "The Bible says, 'Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord, but he that has clean hands and a pure heart?'" He said, "This meeting and praying night after night is just so much humbug if we ourselves are not right with God. I must ask myself, is my heart pure? Are my hands clean?" As the men let God search their hearts and they began to confess their sin to God and to one another, revival fire fell that night. In just the next few weeks, thousands were swept into the kingdom of God in that community. God came in His manifested power, and those lives were changed by that power. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we must have in America today. We've had these times of sweeping revival before, in 1734, again in 1800, and again in 1858. We simply must have another move of God in this nation if it is to have the liberty preserved by which we can take the gospel of Christ to our children and grandchildren. But it all starts with prayer and repentance. I am encouraged by the number of prayer meetings I'm encountering across the region that are just for the purpose of praying for revival. A church in Corbin, a ladies' group up in Natural Bridge, a group of pastors and others have been praying at different locations across Kentucky for a number of years now. There's a group meeting in Barberville, Kentucky, on Sunday evenings asking God to grant us revival in this nation. In Manchester, Kentucky, a group meets at the request of the mayor to pray over their city government and for revival each Monday morning. Let's be encouraged by these gatherings and either join one or start one where we live, earnestly seeking God for an outpouring of His Spirit in revival for us and our nation. And remember, each of us must ask ourselves under the searching of the Spirit of God, is my heart pure? Are my hands clean? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.